Sugar diabetes is a chronic disease affecting millions of people in the world, including Zimbabweans. If diagnosed, one has to take specific tablets or inject themselves with drugs for the rest of their lives. Those living with diabetes in Zimbabwe are complaining that public hospitals that usually sell the diabetes drugs at cheaper prices usually are out of stock. They told Studio 7 that living with diabetes in Zimbabwe has become a curse due to the high cost associated with the condition. The Diabetic Association of Zimbabwe said a survey they carried out indicates that a diabetic patient needs at least $302 a month for drugs and other related costs. George Yasanyika, a diabetic patient in Dema in Seke communal lands, Mashonaland East Province, said accessing the required medicine has become a challenge.
I am a type 2 diabetic patient, but lately I've been having problems in accessing the drugs that is metformin or insulin. They are not there in our local hospitals. You know, it is difficult for me, you know, without medical aid to buy them, maybe in pharmacies or to go to big hospitals to access them. It's just difficult and expensive.
Dr. John Mangwiro, president of Zimbabwe Diabetic Association, said their members are struggling to survive. Mangwiro said even the sugar testing equipment used at most public hospitals is backward.
Diabetes screening services, you know, one should understand what's there and what's not there. Nowadays, the gold standard is what we call HbA1c. This is what other international people are using to really screen to know who is diabetic and who is not. That one in Zimbabwe is a new thing. It's coming and it's mainly concentrated in private now. The government has yet some movement, and with some machines donated by the Zimbabwe Diabetic Association, some central hospitals have those.
Mangwiro added that because diabetes is a lifelong condition, patients should be helped to access the necessary medication.
Yeah, strips are just like the glucometers. They are not readily available in abundance. Yes, you look for them, you find them. But at times, the prohibition is the cost. They are not there in large quantities. And I mean, at times, they run short in hospitals. At one time, we're calculating, we find that each diabetic needs about $302 per month to survive. And most Zimbabweans are getting much less than that.
Diabetic patients said they are hoping that the government will listen to their plight and ensure that diabetic medicines are given for free, just like HIV and AIDS drugs. The association said a number of those living with the condition end up losing their legs or side. The association also confirmed that those living in rural areas have to travel to their nearest towns to access the drugs. International Diabetes Federation Atlas 2005 puts diabetic statistics at about 10% of the 14 million Zimbabweans. Reporting for Studio 7 in Dema, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.